Unlock the secrets of success and join the conversation that's fueling dreams and driving innovation on the ultimate business talk show in Rocket State. Wednesdays between 6 and 7 p.m. Only on KC 107.7.
We are joined by Jody Herman, who is the MD at Portside Recruitment. Jody, welcome to KC 107.7.
Good evening, Mr. Khan. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And please, for the purpose of my listeners, tell us who you are and also what inspired you to start a recruitment business, especially focusing on cruise liners.
Well, in the mid 2000s, as a young man, coming from South Africa and originally from the Cape Flats, it was not in essence a dream of mine to travel on board a cruise ship or to work on board a cruise ship, but to want to actually travel and see the world. So, seeking out an opportunity to basically fulfill that dream, myself and my wife, we endeavored on that task, and we found ourselves signing with a company that got us over to the States and stuck us on a cruise ship. And the story really just started there. After spending many years traveling abroad and working on and off cruise lines, when we came back to South Africa early 2017, we decided that we knew what the cruise line industry had done for our careers, and we wanted to find a way to connect top talent in South Africa to the best cruise lines in the world. And that really initiated the idea of Portside Consulting.
No, that's an exciting story. You know, starting a new business is always a challenge. And what were some of the biggest hurdles you faced when launching it, and how did you overcome them?
Well, I'm sure you even with your experience as well, starting any business is a daunting task. You've got no idea of, you only know the hurdles once you get into it and once you set upon the task of taking on any challenge. Straight off the bat, we did have an advantage because we had been working in that particular sector and we had built up a reputation for ourselves. So that made it a little bit easier, I would say. However, we still we had to put in a lot of hours to gain the trust of the companies that we partner with. In our particular industry, the cruise line industry, you're generally dealing with Fortune 500 companies. These are from the US and from Europe. And the outputs and the expectations of what you can produce, and also the level of trust that they do give us as South Africans, it takes a long time to build that trust. And I think that when you your integrity and your reputation has to precede any form of activity and any kind of output before you actually get to the goals that you want to achieve. When we started, there was absolutely no income. I think the first 2 years of our business was us just putting money into the business. We used an extraordinary amount of our own personal resources. All of our life savings went into this business. Every penny, these government regulation that you got to get passed, this sign off from government departments. It's just a whole host of negotiations that you ought to get through. And so that first 2 years, 2.5 years was us just kind of just slogging it out, until the point where we had built up enough of a relationship, with all the parties involved and for them to say, you know what, you guys are deemed worthy now.
Jody, what's your recruitment agency apart from others in the industry, especially you're playing in a very niche space, the cruise line staff placements?
Absolutely. So Look, in terms of the licensing required to be a licensed recruiter for the cruise line industry in South Africa, at present moment, I think there's maybe 5 to 7 licensed recruiters, but it's not just the license, it's the partner, it's the partnerships you have with the cruise line as well. So it's the access to those various positions on board. I think we are one of the few companies in South Africa, in Africa, that can say we've got access to more than 100 positions on board, and in terms of the amounts or the numbers that we place, so it's not just the quality of the positions that we have available, but it's also the scale at which we can place. The nice thing is that we are a small, lean agency, in terms of the larger agencies out there. However, we punch way above our weight.
Jody, you know, we went through a dark patch in 2020, 2021. The pandemic definitely hit the travel industry hard. How has your business adapted to meet that evolving needs of both cruise liners and job seekers?
Mr. Khan, to be very honest with you, when COVID hit us, we had to shut down all of our doors, had to pay staff. We tried looking after staff for as long as possible, but after 7-8 months, we had to close our doors. We thought that we were done and dusted for, but fortunately for us, we had the resources to carry us for a long while, and we were in constant communication with the cruise lines, and assisted people that were stuck abroad, people that needed assistance. We played an integral part in the relationships were strengthened. We were forward planning with the cruise lines, because we knew there had to be an end to the COVID pandemic. So from that perspective, because even though COVID was happening, but we were in constant communication with the cruise lines, and while everybody else was crumbling, we decided that we were going to become an integral part of the sector. So when we re-emerged out of COVID, the opportunities that came along with that extra sacrifice that we made, it's been unbelievable.
A career or a job on a cruise liner takes you away from your home, takes you away from your family. What would you say, if somebody's interested in pursuing a career in the cruise line and doesn't know what to start? I mean, I'm talking personal mental challenge. What would you say they should be prepared for?
There's a few things. Leaving your family, uprooting yourself, I think, is one of the most difficult things, and removing yourself from what is known to going to the unknown is certainly one of the most daunting tasks. And then stepping onto a ship where there is 105 different nationalities, different cultures, ships is akin to a military organization. Everybody knows the roles that they have on board. There are strict regulations that you have to comply to as a worker. You work every single day for 6 months, and then you get 2 months off. So from a mental perspective, a lot of people has the understanding that going to a cruise ship is easier than a land job, simply because there's the mystique of I get to travel. However, what one has to take into consideration is that you are going to go and work on a floating hotel in the middle of the ocean, where you have to serve people that are on vacation. So you are working, you get paid a very handsome amount of money. However, the expectation is that you go above and beyond the regular service that you would when you are on land. So from a mental fatigue can kick in after, say, 5 to 6 months. That's why you have that 2 month break after that first initial contact. But in terms of mental preparation, it's a fantastic career. You can definitely set yourself up for anything that you could possibly think of. I'm a simple testament of that. And then also, what I would tell any young person going to a ship is that they have to be prepared to work and work really hard.
Jody, looking ahead, what are your goals and aspirations for your recruitment business in the coming years?
Well, we obviously setting up a few more offices in Cape Town. We're busy setting up the Joburg office as we speak. That will be probably live by next month. We've already assigned for 3 different countries as well. So that will be rolling out over the next 8 months. But in terms of the vision of what Portside Consulting wants for South Africa, we have partners that we are currently working with as well, but it's to make South Africa the hub for the cruise line recruitment. Like the staffing that could potentially come out of South Africa, we are a hospitality destination. We've got great hospitality institutions. I think these South Africans are resilient in nature, and our reputation as hard workers globally is beyond what most nations are. We are really good in a lot of sectors. So from our side, we want to expose more South Africans. We've got a very low rate of people wanting to leave once they work on ships. 99.9% of South Africans bring all of those resources back into South Africa. So the impact that we have on the economy in itself is huge, Mr. Khan. So for our goal from our side is to become the leader in placing South Africans on board all of the cruise lines globally. And there are a good few. We partner with more than 7 cruise lines at the moment. We only see those relationships growing, and that the numbers out of South Africa become one of the largest numbers out of Africa. We're still a long way away. However, we're taking the strides to get there.
You're listening to KC Soccer Carmen with me, Noshad Khan, on KC 107.7. We're talking to Jody Herman, who's the head of Portside Consulting, their recruitment agency, and they focus on cruise liners. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have some exciting news, because he's bringing some of those opportunities right here in the Winelands. Stay tuned.
Unlock the secrets of success and join the conversation that's fueling dreams and driving innovation on the ultimate business talk show in Rocket State, Wednesdays between 6 and 7 p.m. only on KC 107.7.
And welcome back. You're listening to KC Soccer Kamar with me, Noshad Khan, on KC 107.7. We're chatting to Jody. Jody, you back?
Hi, Mr. Khan.
Okay. As we concluded our conversation earlier, I said you're bringing the opportunities to the Cape Winelands. So you're currently running a whole series of open days across the Cape, and you're bringing one to Paarl soon. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we've been speaking with yourself, Mr. Khan, for a while now. We've been looking at expanding our reach, not only as an agency, but as a facilitator of careers. And I think reaching into the Winelands, and especially Paarl, where there is a rich history of hospitality services, and students that come out of those institutions also. All we want to do is to connect as many people to the cruise line industry, so that we can expose people to more. So in what better way than to be exposed to more than to be able to get on a plane, fly to a port, any part of the world, and get on board a cruise ship. What a fantastic experience, you know, that would be. So we are coming to Paul. It would be on the 14th of May. And we still have the KC will be announcing the details of that, and we bringing about anywhere between 150 to 250 opportunities just to that region alone. So we're hoping that the Paul region is going to awaken to this opportunity and take advantage, really. And we're going to attempt this for the first time. So a little bit anxious. We do this on the regular, in the metropole here down in Cape Town. However, it's going to be our first step out of the metropole, in the Western Cape. So, and we think that Paul is the perfect location. And hopefully we will make it a success.
Jody, you know, just in March, we ran a workshop or a discussion called Unlocking Youth Opportunities. And when we saw that you're doing this, we thought it's the perfect opportunity to bring to the Winelands. And so we're very excited to partner with you to host one of these open days on the 14th of May. We will announce the venues and things shortly. But I just wanted to touch to try and unpack, if somebody is considering a career in the cruise line industry, what opportunities are available and what types of positions are typically in demand?
So in terms of the cruise line industry, the dire need for culinary and kitchen staff is at the forefront of every cruise line's needs. So all the way from galley attendants, which is basically somebody that works in the scullery, all the way to executive chefs, all everything in between, cookers, grillers, line grillers, commis chefs, sous chefs, executive chefs. If you are just somebody that wants to step into the kitchen and want to learn, you'd start out somewhere like a galley attendant. And in essence, you would need some work experience in a kitchen environment. That would be a prerequisite. And then if you do come out of any kind of training facility, you would need at minimum 1 year's worth of experience, and that generally comes with in-work experience, simply because most colleges has a 1 year work experience requirement while you are studying. So we would generally take you and put you into what we have now is a training program with the cruise lines, and we move you along that pathway.
Could you highlight some of the benefits and perks of working in the cruise line industry and that attendees might not be aware of?
Well, firstly, let's start off with in terms of the when you're leaving South Africa, right? The cruise lines generally, in about 95% of the cases, would pay for your flights. Okay, they would put you up in a hotel wherever you are in the world. Once you are boarded, you generally share a cabin with somebody. That cabin is basically you living on board at absolutely no cost to you. Food is no cost to you. There are water fountains on board, so water is at no cost to you. All of the money that you make, you probably are capable of saving 95% of that money and transferring it back into a South African account of your choice. That becomes disposable income. In terms of the ratio of what you earn on land to what you earn at sea, you can easily multiply that by 2.5%. So if you are somebody that is an example, you are a public area attendant at a hotel on land, and your salary, for example, is 6,000 rand, you can expect to earn anywhere between 13,000 to 15,000 rand on sea. That is, in the most basic terms, what that calculation would be. These learning pathways, when you work on board a ship and you choose the career, every position comes with a promotion pathway. So everything is merit-based, is based on your hard work. You get the appropriate training on board at absolutely no cost to you. So you've got a job that pays well with a pathway, a career pathway that you are able to fulfill as you continue working with the cruise line. Yes, Mr. Khan.
If somebody is interested now, let's look at the day that on the 14th of May you're here. Who will they meet and what should they bring? You know, and to speed up this thing, I mean, is it just an open day where they can just come and pick up a flyer, or what? How should they prepare, and what are the expectations?
Our initial contact in Paul is going to be an initial screening for you. That is obviously at no cost to any applicant. What we do at Portside, at least 4 or 5 times a year, we fly out the cruise lines to come and do face-to-face interviews. We found that is the most successful pathway for applicants. So we fly over those cruise line recruiters. They will be in the month of May. They will also be coming to. They will be in South Africa. But for Paul, what we're doing an initial screening to check whether or not it is worth your time to make an application to the cruise line, simply because we know what the requisites are, and should that person require any bit of advice on how to navigate their way to get onto a cruise ship, they can speak to any one of our recruiters, they've got vast amount of knowledge on the pathway to get onto a cruise ship. So for Paul, it's going to be an initial screening. We try to keep it as open as possible, simply because there are some times where the experience in the position outweighs your qualifications, and so we try not to have a very very strict parameters. Simply, there's some other factors also that impacts somebody's opportunity and possibility of working on board a ship. I think. Those are things that we would only be able to eliminate once we're in contact with applicants. So we try to keep open days so that we could speak to as many people as possible, anybody that is interested, and even some people that is just wanting to know what is cruise ships. That's what we try and do, Mr. Khan. So our job is not to eliminate or discriminate against anybody, but just to give somebody the opportunity to at least understand and get enough information about the opportunity.
And finally, how do people get more information? Is there some way that they can connect with you? Is there an email address or a website?
Certainly, our website is portsideconsulting.co.za. Okay. And if they wish to make an immediate application, they can send an email to resume, resume at portsideconsulting.co.za. And our office number is 021-206-6109. And they can call at any time. A recruiter will be available. Those are generally the three ways that you'd be able to get in contact with us. But generally an email would be the easiest. And once you're in contact with the recruiter, the recruiters over at the office will be able to assist you fairly smoothly.
Well, that's Jody Herman from Portside Consulting. We're looking forward to hosting you guys, and we thank you for thinking of Paul and the Cape Winelands. I think you will find gems here. We are definitely one of the best hospitality regions in the South Africa. So we also excited about the day. Mark the date in your calendar. It's the 14th of May. Stay tuned. Look on our social medias. We will announce the venues and more details shortly. But for now, the 14th of May, if you're interested in the cruise line industry, if you're in hospitality, this is an opportunity to get information firsthand from people that are in the game and see whether you fit the bill to go and travel the world and see places and earn dollars.
#KCSoccerMe, only on KC 107.7.